local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, more news, weather, and traffic on the way. And this heads up, too, if you've waited till today to run out and grab a Valentine's Day gift. I went to the pharmacy late last night, and it looked like, remember the old pictures of the Soviet Union during the Gorbachev, during Perestroika, during the end days of the communists, where the shelves were empty, and the, yeah, looked a lot like that. So good luck. Good luck to you. 706, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at 90 in Bellingrath, we've got a new accident with injuries. You're moving off to the side of the road. You're seeing heavier traffic also eastbound I-10 right where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect. Kind of broke down vehicle heading over to Daphne off the side of the road. It's going to be slowing up traffic. No other accidents in the roadways. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc. Home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, now carrying Thin Blue Line products with proceeds going to police and EMT. They've got T-shirts, hats, flags, even charms. See them at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. By the way, too, as we're all kind of waiting to see if the president will or won't sign that budget deal, Congress has come up with something here. The 1,200 pages. Now, the big discussion point has been the $1.3 billion versus the $5.7 for border wall funding or barrier, whatever you want to call it. But there's a bunch of other things, 1,200 pages worth in this spending bill. I'll see if the president signs it. I'm also asking you that question in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Should President Trump sign the agreement that provides only about $1.4 billion of the $5.7 billion in border wall funding? Right now, 67% of y'all say no. Vote online. Tell us what you think when you go to the front page of fmtalk1065.com and check out the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. What better way to say happy Valentine's Day to you and yours than to gift you with a new approval rating poll courtesy of the Morning Consult? When it comes to President Trump, 58% of Alabama residents approved of the job our commander-in-chief is doing. The state of Alabama's approval rating of Mr. Trump is the third highest in the nation. The state of Wyoming rates the president's approval rating at 63%, and West Virginia rates Mr. Trump at 60%. Now, on the flip side, 38% of Alabamians, they disapproved of the job Mr. Trump is doing. Overall, the president's net approval rating was down double digits in every state when comparing January of 2019 to January of 2017. Her son is accused of killing Mobile police officer Sean Tudor, and now 38-year-old Tiffany Perez has pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of filing a false police report. According to police, Tiffany Perez is accused of concocting a story about her son Marco Perez being kidnapped. in hopes that this false report would enable him to avoid being arrested on an active warrant. Well, just days after that, Marco Perez is accused of killing 31-year-old Officer Sean Tudor and now faces capital murder charges with the possibility of the death penalty. Tiffany Perez is scheduled back in court April the 4th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Parades on tap in downtown Mobile both Friday and Saturday this weekend, and we take a look at where Mobilians have held their mass balls through the years. I'm Rennie Brabner, and after this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Try Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream flavors with bits of real moon pie and her famous king cake ice cream today on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets, celebrating 50 years of dippin'.
The Condi Cavaliers are putting finishing touches on their Friday parade that will kick off Mardi Gras parades in downtown Mobile. Crowds are expected to be huge. Come early, get a good spot to watch the parade, and be careful where you park. Park along the parade route marked by those purple tow-away signs, and you'll probably have to pick up your ride at the Auto Pound and pay a fine, too. A big weekend of parades in downtown Mobile, not only the Condi's Friday night, but Saturday, too, when six parades are scheduled, including one parade at Fowl River. Where we dance and how we celebrate Mardi Gras has changed through the years. A century ago, hotel ballrooms were the favorite venue. Mid-century, the ballroom at Fort Whiting and then the Civic Center became favorite venues. More Mardi Gras organizations mean more ball venues such as the Convention Center, the Grounds, and others. Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for podcast and parade routes. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Just like Mardi Gras, Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a Mobile tradition. Let the good times roll with Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream made with bits of real moon pie. Choose from chocolate, salted caramel, banana, and coconut. Or try Cammie's famous king cake ice cream. Cinnamon ice cream made with an entire king cake thrown in and a swirl of cream cheese. Let the good times roll at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets, celebrating 50 years of dipping.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A standoff early this morning in West Mobile. An armed man ran into the woods near Schillinger Road and Tanner Williams. The man was taken into custody just before 4 o'clock this morning. A home that stood for 119 years burned to the ground in a matter of minutes. State Fire Marshal is investigating, but the owner believes this was no accident.
The electricity was off. Nothing was on. It had been cleaned out. Wasn't no trash in it.
Albert Crane says he believes the fire was set by a former tenant, payback for evicting them. An EMT and a paramedic in Okaloosa County were rushed to the hospital after their ambulance collided with a dump truck. This happened Wednesday on Highway 85 near Plimpton Road in Laurel Hill. Everyone is expected to be okay. Pritchard police are looking for a man they say is likely armed and dangerous. Dante Briggs is wanted for questioning in the death of his uncle. The victim, LaVon Anderson, was shot and killed January 30th on First Avenue. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Hi, what are you up to?
I'm trying to think of a good gift for my sister. Her birthday is coming up. I'm thinking maybe a new book. You know how she loves to read.
Oh, anybody can get her a new book. I want to give her something special. Wait, what about Old Mobile Trivia? It's an uncommon gift. Old Mobile Trivia is a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that will look great on her coffee table. It has more than 340 questions and answers about Mobile.
And a game your friends and family will love to play.
Including Mardi Gras Trivia about Joe Kane, Michael Kraft, Julian Rayford, the Cowboys, the Polka Dots, and Confetti, and more.
Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Give the gift of history. Old Mobile Trivia, available at The Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Gallery, Southern Art and Framing, Five Gold Monkeys, Cotton City Antiques, Page and Palette, and at OldMobileRestaurants.com.
716 FM Talk 106.5, 42 now, and warming up. It was in the mid-30s when I got in here this morning. Warming up, and Dr. Bill says continuing to warm up into the 70s for today, and even 75 or so by the weekend. Rain back in the forecast. He'll give us a breakdown on that and a look even into next week when he joins us in just about 18 minutes right here at FM Talk 106.5. Also, Captain Bobby Aprescato later this hour with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. And in national news, in a very somber anniversary today, 1 year since the murder spree at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, killing 14 students and 3 faculty members. More on this from Clayton Neville from Westwood One.
Valentine's Day 2018, still in the hearts and minds of many. Speaking at a conference with law enforcement across the country, President Trump took a moment to remember the victims of the Parkland shooting Wednesday.
We cannot imagine the sorrow and suffering the Parkland families have endured. Our entire nation mourns for the victims and their loved ones, and we pledge our unwavering resolve to work with the leaders in this room to secure our nation's schools and everywhere else.
The shooting spurred a nationwide debate on gun control and gun laws in Florida. Just a day after the shooting, students started speaking out.
You can get a gun easier than you can get a car, and guns are very dangerous, more dangerous than cars, and it needs to be controlled.
In the weeks and months after the shooting, high school students across the country held protests and pushed lawmakers for stricter gun laws. Many gun control advocates say the movement has created a shift in gun politics in the U.S. Stoneman Douglas student David Hogg was one of several students who became an advocate for more gun laws.
No matter whether it's 17 people that are killed at our high school or one person that's shot and killed on their way to school, we have to end gun violence in every zip code, in every single part of the United States.
The shooting also prompted school districts to harden schools to keep students safer. Just yesterday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued an executive order designed to improve school safety measures.
When you see some of the things that have happened, not just at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, but through other parts of our state and country, a lot of times people who are committing mass violence, this is not a secret that this is something that could happen.
Steps still being taken by government and education officials. But today, the country remembers the 17 lives lost in the Parkland massacre. I'm Clayton Neville.
All right, 718 FM Talk 106.5. If we get a chance, we'll talk more about that in the 8 o'clock hour. It's not to diminish those lives lost with the mass violence, but you talk about 17 lives. Go look at the stats. It takes us just a couple days of one person, two people, three people shot all across this country to reach those numbers. In those cases, not semi-automatic rifles, not anything, handgun violence, domestic violence. Those numbers are every day. They just don't have the focus to have the attention of a mass shooting event like that. So something to talk about for sure when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. All right, coming up, Dr. Bill's going to join us. Also, we'll check the ride in. Kane's got more traffic info, and Kelly's got her headlines all next.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new good luck team jersey. So while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC. Qualifications and rules may apply.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit BuyersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip.
If you're looking to defer or eliminate capital gains taxes from the sale of a stock or business, you might consider investing in an Opportunity Zone fund. Real estate or buildings in underdeveloped areas can provide big tax breaks for wealthy investors. The idea is to stimulate investment in areas that need it, and there are close to 9,000 of these Opportunity Zones out there. Remember, though, you have 180 days from the sale of a stock or business to put the proceeds in an Opportunity Fund to qualify for the tax benefits. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
Attention, everyone. I have a President's Day pro tip. You need to go to Dell.com/business deals right now because Dell's President's Day sale is live as we speak. And it's monumental. Get deals on Dell business computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and business tech, plus doorbusters up to 45% off. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices. Free shipping included. Again, call 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Bellingrath at 90, they're still wrapping up an accident, and it's slow. Eastbound I-10, right where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect over to Daphne. Had a broke-down vehicle on the side of the road. It's been tying up traffic. No new wrecks in the roadways. Good start on the way in. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models with free furniture packages, and now through March 1st, double your tax refund up to $3,500. You can pre-qualify. Just call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And coming up, Dr. Bill joins me just about 10 minutes from right now. We'll talk about the weekend's weather and also today and tomorrow. And another great event at this event tonight at Cottage Hill Package. Time's out for Valentine's Day. Pretty perfect, right? I said in the control room, I said Valentine's Day. That's when you opened Thank you. Up your heart Thank you. You At any point that I say Valentine's Day this morning or anything like that, I want you to fire up the Luther, all right? If I say Valentine's Day, then... All right. Gets me in the mood for this. All right, so tonight, take your special someone, Cottage Hill Package, another great free event and tasting. This one's starting at 5 o'clock, so a little bit early. You can check out the Kettle One Botanical Series Vodkas. I've got to tell you right now, I'm ignorant. I will have to go and get educated here by the Manis family what makes a Botanical Series Vodka. A representative from Kettle One is going to be at the front bar and on the sales floor to sample their grapefruit and rosé, their peach and orange blossom, their cucumber and mint, all these flavors in the vodkas, and probably educate somebody like me about what's going on with botanical vodkas from Kettle One. Hey, this is just one of many great events happening at Cottage Hill Package. They're always doing tastings and also cigar events. They do wine, they do craft beers, they do liquors, they do cigar events. They educate you and give you a chance. You know, if it's something like, and I'm much more in the craft beer world, but before you commit to buying a six-pack of something, you would like to know, hey, do I even like this beer? Am I going to love this beer? Well, You can go get these tastings and get a sample. Plus, if you're there and you're a super fan of one of the products, quite often you get swag, stickers, and hats and all that kind of good stuff. Check them out and get online and go ahead and have this information delivered to you weekly so you know what's coming up by liking their page on Facebook at Cottage Hill Package or checking out the website, cottagehillpackage.com. But the best way to do it is go see them in person at the corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. 7:25, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Their church may have burned to the ground, but the congregation is returning a whopping $25,000 donation. That's because the money came from a casino and the church does not support gambling. The move happening after church members voted to return the money back to Wind Creek Casinos. The pastor of the First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, James Troglin, tells WSFA-TV that church members were, quote, extremely moved by the donation, but the pastor does not support legalized gambling, and church members who share his beliefs thought it would be a conflict to keep that money. The church hopes that whopping donation will instead help others who suffered damage in that January 19th tornado. The casino says it also made donations to another church and the town's police department. No word yet on whether they kept their donations or donated them to another damaged business or structure. Today is Valentine's Day, and if you are blessed to have a Valentine yourself, count yourself as one of the lucky ones, because unfortunately, too many people are going to great lengths to find their forever love as romance scams are on the rise. The Federal Trade Commission has released new numbers that says that they have received more than 21,000 reports of fraud in 2018 for a total of $143 million in losses. The average amount that each victim lost, $2,600. Here's how the romance scam works. A person creates an online profile with photos they found online to create attractive and convincing looks. Some of the profiles even use the names or photos of real people and are often posted to dating apps or on social media like Facebook. Once they convince you of their story and you have fallen head over heels in love, then they say they need money, often for a medical emergency or for some other misfortune. Many times they claim they're in the military and stationed abroad, and that's why they can't meet you in person. And another popular excuse, well, they need help with travel costs for a long-awaited visit to their new sweetheart. Here's what the FTC says. Avoid being taken. Don't send money or gifts to someone you don't know. Tell your family members about this new person. Take it slowly and go to ftc.gov/imposters for more information. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. So you're telling me that this Czechoslovakian bombshell that just friended me on Facebook might not be the real thing? It's a shame. I thought that was a for sure deal. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings online at fmtalk1065.com. While you hear the Moon Pie Minutes throughout the day here at FM Talk 106.5, you can also catch up if you've missed some or you want to share some with others. The podcast available this year as well. They're posted up right there at fmtalk1065.com. Click the link for Moon Pie Minute, and you can go back and get them the whole way from the beginning and binge listen to the Moon Pie Minute. Get yourself caught up on the story of Mardi Gras as told by our own Rennie Brabner. 728, Dr. Bill's on the way. First, we'll check in with News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man described as law enforcement's strongest person of interest in the stabbing death of a Foley man is now charged with murder. Jeffrey Hickambotham was found stabbed to death inside his Bay Villa apartment October 30th. Nicholas Young was arrested in November for receiving stolen property after investigators connected Young to Hickambotham's stolen SUV. But authorities had not charged him with his death until now. Friends and family of a former B.C. Rain High School student will gather for a candlelight vigil and balloon release tonight. Nia Savage was shot and killed 2 years ago today at her home on Crenshaw Street in Mobile. Tonight's vigil is set to begin at 6:30 at God of Another Chance Ministries on Houston Street.
We've had a lot of problems with this intersection in the almost 40 years that I've lived here.
A crash in Northwest Florida is bringing attention to what neighbors call a dangerous intersection. A woman and her two children were critically injured in a crash Tuesday on West 10 Mile Road and Stefani Road. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock.
With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed.
Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys,
lock them up.
14 students and 3 staff members were killed when a gunman opened fire at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. The anniversary will be marked with an interfaith service at a Parkland park near the school. Other events are planned through the day. Lawmakers are preparing to pass a border security compromise to prevent a government shutdown this weekend. The measure does not provide the amount of money President Trump has demanded for a border wall. Still, GOP Senator Shelley Moore Capito says it's a good deal.
I think it's significant. It's 55 new miles of wall. It's the most new miles of wall that the Border Patrol has ever gotten in any kind of appropriations.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort may have ruined his chances for a reduced sentence for federal crimes. A judge has ruled that Manafort broke the terms of his plea agreement by lying to investigators and a federal grand jury in the Russia probe. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker says the Fed should raise rates once this year and once next year. Speaking to an audience in Philadelphia, Harker said uncertainty about the economy and tighter financial conditions have led him to favor a cautious approach to raising rates. He adds that business uncertainty and the shaky global economy made it slightly more risky that the economy underperforms. Democratic lawmakers challenged top executives of T-Mobile and Sprint over their pledge not to raise prices for wireless services or hurt competition if their $26.5 billion merger goes through. At a hearing in a House committee yesterday, the two executives defended the deal, which would combine the nation's third and fourth largest wireless companies and create a behemoth about the size of industry giants Verizon and AT&T. Crude oil trading at $54.39 a barrel on Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Right, watching it warm up pretty quickly this morning. It was down in the 30s when I got in here, and it's moving on up quickly.
Yeah, it's going to get up to around 70 this afternoon, so that's quite a change in temperature. And the reason for that rapid rise in temperature is the winds out of the south, and be running 5 to 15 miles per hour today. And so also become more humid. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy and cool only into the mid-50s compared to the upper 30s this morning. And then tomorrow, we'll call it a mostly cloudy day, and there's a slight chance we'll see a shower. High tomorrow getting up around 75 degrees. Now, for the weekend, not too bad. There is a threat of a few showers, and but there'll only be scattered showers, and it's going to be warm. 72 on Saturday, 75 on Sunday. And it looks like it'll be mostly cloudy on Saturday, and we'll see some sunshine on Sunday. After that, there's rain in the forecast again. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a good chance for showers, and high temperatures on Monday in the upper 60s and then in the 70s Tuesday and Wednesday. And the problem with next week is that we're going to have a cold front that's going to stall right across the middle of Alabama and Mississippi, and a series of upper air disturbances will move along that front, and every time they move through, it'll create showers. So it looks like a rainy weather pattern, at least for the first half of next week.
With that front draped across the state, is that going to give us an increase in chance of severe weather or just more rain?
Yeah, that's the potential, is that as these disturbances move through and create the showers, that some of these could be thunderstorms. And that's something we're going to watch very carefully, particularly Tuesday and Wednesday. And but we're certainly going to catch up on rain here as we get into early next week.
You and I talked about this last hour. It seems like it's been a rainier than normal winter, but you said the numbers don't really bear that out.
Yeah, we're about an inch and a half below normal for January through now the middle of February. We've had about 6.5 inches of rain. Normally we should have pretty close to 8 inches of rain this time. But we've had quite a few days in which we have had cloudy days and some scattered showers and light rain. But, we're below normal. But as you know, we can catch up very quickly.
That's for sure. Hey, if people are thinking about the rainiest years, the driest years, the coldest temps, like we had yesterday, the lowest temp ever, all that kind of information they can pick up in the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, it's a handy little book to have, 36 pages of all kinds of information, and you can find them at West Marine here in Mobile at I-65 and Airport, and they also have a location at Dog River. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and also Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. They're available. They're free, and if you're over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply, Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and over in Robertsdale at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. And as I mentioned, the weather almanacs are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5 738. We'll be right back with headlines.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party. Parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by the Sleep Center, Mobile's mattress experts, and Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. 50 years and still dipping. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute, daily on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pits & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's gotten busy now. Three Notch at Goldmine. They've got an accident. Bellingrathen Highway 90 still slow. Eastbound around the 32-mile marker on the Bayway. And then state troopers are working accidents at Coleman Darien Lot and also Henry Davis Road near Durango Drive. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award for top-rated local based out of Robertsdale on Highway 59. They have over 300 quality products and much more. They even have in-house installers. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. Bama Flooring. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
740 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. I'm Sean Sullivan. Saw this. CNN had it up, but a couple other places did as well. Pretty interesting. This is the kind of stuff that it's not a retraction, but the kind of story that doesn't make the headline but should, because the initial story made the headline, so I want to make sure this one gets attention too. Report out commissioned by Covington Catholic High School and the Diocese of Covington said there's no evidence that a group of Kentucky high school students made racist or offensive statements during the encounter last month with Native American activists at the Lincoln Memorial. Report says the students also never chanted "Build the Wall," as alleged. The bishop said the teens had been exonerated. There was no immediate comment from Nathan Phillips, the Omaha Nation elder seen in the video with the teens. But I thought that was interesting and worth note, and we'll talk about that coming up next hour. Turning up your voice at 343-0106. Now, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. On this day of love, Valentine's Day, we are applauding the loving gesture students at MGM High School have made to a fallen officer's widow. On Wednesday, students presented Chrissy Tudor, the wife of Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor, with a $2,000 check. Get this, the students came up with a simple fundraiser all by themselves, and it paid off in a big way. In the Mobile County Public School System, students have to wear uniforms, but students have the option to dress out of uniform for a small donation. Some of the students shared their stories, remembering Officer Tudor at their football and basketball games, and said they just wanted to show support to his wife, Chrissy, as she continues to grieve the loss of her 31-year-old husband killed in the line of duty. Also on Wednesday, Jim Nagy with the Senior Bowl, he presented a signed game ball and a check to the Mobile Police Department at the Mobile Law Enforcement Foundation board meeting, and 100% of that gesture goes to Chrissy Tudor. If you would like more information or you'd like to donate, you can visit the Mobile Law Enforcement Foundation Facebook page. This foundation provides resources and relief to our men and women in blue, and every little bit counts. A national magazine is applauding the state of Alabama and Department of Commerce as Business Facilities Magazine awards its Silver Award for the 2018 Economic Development Deal of the Year to Alabama's Department of Commerce for landing the Mazda Toyota auto plant in Huntsville. So Mazda and Toyota, they announced last January they'd build a joint $1.6 billion manufacturing plant in Huntsville. Two companies broke ground on the project in November. An estimated 10,000 jobs is expected to generate from this joint venture. Vehicles are expected to begin rolling off that line in 2021, and the factory is projected to produce about 300,000 vehicles each year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new cSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. cSpire. Customer inspired.
When your feet feel like they're made of stones and your bones are full of lead and your muscles feel like they're galvanized and there's concrete in your head.
The 11th annual Mobile Chocolate Festival is coming Saturday, March 30th, 10 to 4 at the grounds, 1035 Cody Road North.
You'll need some chocolate, some creamy chocolate, some chocolate ice cream, and chocolate.
Learn more at MobileChocolateFestival.org. Proceeds go to Penelope House.
Bring on the chocolate. We need a boost.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Midday Mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A standoff early this morning in West Mobile. An armed man ran into the woods near Schillinger Road and Tanner Williams. The man was taken into custody just before 4 o'clock this morning. A home that stood for 119 years burned to the ground in a matter of minutes. State Fire Marshal is investigating, but the owner believes this was no accident.
The electricity was off. Nothing was on. It had been cleaned out. Wasn't no trash in it.
Albert Crane says he believes the fire was set by a former tenant, payback for evicting them. An EMT and a paramedic in Okaloosa County were rushed to the hospital after their ambulance collided with a dump truck. This happened Wednesday on Highway 85 near Plimpton Road in Laurel Hill. Everyone is expected to be okay. Pritchard police are looking for a man they say is likely armed and dangerous. Dante Briggs is wanted for questioning in the death of his uncle. The victim, LaVon Anderson, was shot and killed January 30th on First Avenue. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Do you feel the yard work never ends? Husqvarna's 450X Auto Mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. Husqvarna's Auto Mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Auto Mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Come see Husqvarna's Auto Mower at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 26th annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment, and you won't get better prices all year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 41 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win a Husqvarna blower to be given away on the 21st. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Highway 59 South in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Valentine's Day Thursday. Get this, a survey of, before you go, you know, buy out the all the chocolates and all the jewelry, a survey of credit card debt and emergency savings reveals 40% of Americans have enough money for an emergency requiring a $1,000 payment. I wasn't a math major, but it tells me 60% don't. Approximately 74 million Americans have more credit card debt than emergency savings, according to a survey released by Bankrate.com yesterday. Survey has been conducted annually for the past 9 years. This constitutes 29% of total Americans, the highest rate since the survey started in 2011. Other findings include just 44% of U.S. households have more emergency savings than credit card debt, the lowest in 9 years of surveys. 43% of Americans say boosting emergency savings is a priority for them, which is a decline from 53% last year. All this becomes particularly concerning considering that 40% of Americans reported they have enough savings to pay a $1,000 emergency expense back in January of this year. So there you go. And also, do you see the story about vehicle loans being maybe a bubble that's coming our way? That people's auto loans becoming a bubble? Interesting. We'll talk more about that too going forward next hour at 343-0106. And what happens in Washington today, tomorrow could avert, or not avert, a partial government shutdown, another one. The bipartisan spending bill negotiations have hit a new snag. Just 2 days left for lawmakers to reach a deal to keep the government open. Negotiations hitting that snag yesterday over a push from Democrats to include back pay for thousands of federal contractors hit by last month's longest ever partial shutdown. Now, these aren't government workers. These aren't the furloughed or non-furloughed, essential or non-essential. These are private companies contracting with the federal government. A Republican Senator Roy Blunt said President Trump would likely refuse to sign any agreement that includes contractor back pay. The president indicated yesterday he could sign a compromise bill to keep the government open, saying we will be getting it and looking for landmines. I don't want to see a shutdown. A shutdown would be a terrible thing. And we're looking at this and 1,200 pages on this spending bill, so what kind of landmines might be in there? We'll address that as well. We come back. FMTalk1065.com, that's the website and also the home of the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. We're asking you, should he or shouldn't he? Should the president sign this deal? Should President Trump sign the agreement that only provides about $1.4 billion of the $5.7 billion demand for border wall funding? Right now, 67% of y'all say no. Let us know what you think when you vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Kelly's got her headlines on the way and Dr. Bill's forecast coming up.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, older accidents, but still there at 3 Notch and Goldmine, Bellingrath and 90, just waiting for the wreckers. They're also at Commandarian Lot, and you've still got heavier traffic in the eastbound lanes, right where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect. Heading over to Daphne, had a broke-down vehicle. It's now moved out of the roadways, but still just heavier traffic volume in that area. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2018 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $6,200 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:53 FM Talk 106.5, and coming up, the FM Talk 106.5 Fisher Report. Now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your business news this morning, it's bankruptcy once again for a popular shoe store chain. Payless is reportedly preparing for its second bankruptcy, which means nearly all of their stores would close their doors. According to Bloomberg, the company is reportedly seeking a loan to get through bankruptcy proceedings while exploring sale or restructuring as an option. If a buyer is not located, then all doors may close here in the U.S. Payless last filed for bankruptcy in 2017, and at the time, the chain closed 400 underperforming stores, as they called them, in the U.S. and Puerto Rico, and said more closures were predicted. Little known fact, or maybe you knew this, Payless was founded back in 1956 in Topeka, Kansas. A big congratulations goes out to an award-winning art student from Baldwin County. She attends Gulf Shores High School, and she is getting set to receive a national recognition in the Big Apple. Her name, Liliana Betts. She's a senior, and she won 2 gold keys from the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. That is the highest regional award possible in this competition, and it's all thanks to her use of graphite and paper to create extraordinarily detailed portraits, which she says sometimes takes her up to 36 hours to create as she hones in on every minute detail in that portrait. So, Well, Betts is scheduled to be recognized at Carnegie Hall in New York City for her two winning pieces of work. And coming up in March, that's when Betts will find out if she's a national medalist. We are so proud of you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses, or maybe you want to get some gear for the upcoming turkey season. Either way, stop in and see them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go ask for Chip specifically and tell him that Bobby and I said hi. And y'all say hi to Captain Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
Hey, we're good. And before we get into the fishing right now, I want to remind folks, we've been talking about it a bunch here, but I want to remind them again about this raffle going on right now to get to go fishing with you for the full day and bring some friends.
Yep, that's right. Yep, and get a custom rod and a tackle box full of some great tackle, and all to benefit the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Real simple, man. The instructions, if you want to go to my website, are on there. It's real easy. You go to mobilepd.org, make a donation, and then you come back through my website. Make sure you register. Don't just donate and not register. Just come on and register, and it will put you in a drawing. And I got to tell you, we've been doing this for about a week now, and you would not believe the response I'm getting from all over the country. I have to look up some of the area codes or the phone numbers, but man, it's like been all over the country. It really, really makes you feel good, man. But hope everybody will, most importantly, make the donation, but definitely get in the drawing with us.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We're drawing for this next month, and we'll keep reminding folks to get in on this raffle. Now let's talk about what you're doing now.
Yeah. You know, one other thing, too, before we get into the fish, I understand we have a new member of the 106.5 FM Talk team, man.
That's right. We have a new one to take fishing, baby.
Wow.
Isabella. So Dalton's out spending some time with his new daughter.
I heard you mention yesterday it was 6 pounds, 4 ounces. You know, in the fishing business, you know what we call that? That's called a wall hanger.
You know what, though? I bet you, Dalton. I looked at the picture. I looked at the picture nowhere. It was probably 5.5. He's saying 6.
Yeah,
but
that's it. That's one of those. No, but they got weighed on an official scale. That's a 6'4".
That's true.
What we call a keeper.
That is a keeper. Let's talk about fishing right now. I mean, February, not exactly the best month for fishing on the Gulf Coast, but you're out there. You're getting after it.
Yep, that's right. And, I mean, there's fish to be caught, dude. I mean, it's, you know, we've said it before, you know, you very rarely hear anybody go like, "Woo, I can't wait for that February fishing to come around." But, you know, there's fish to be caught. Redfish is the deal right now. Man, I'm trying to catch trout this morning. We've probably caught 5, and it's been a lot of cast to catch those 5 fish. But the red fishing's been really good. If you can get down in the marsh, you know, this weekend the weather's going to be pretty good. I mean, and the most important thing, too, and I think it's probably plays into a little bit more with redfish, is, you know, if you keep up with the tides, we got this big mega tide this weekend, and man, those redfish really start to light up when that water moves in either direction, whether it be coming in or going out, and it's coming in big time this weekend. The other good thing is, if you keep up with freshwater levels, you know, Barry, I didn't look at it this morning, but I noticed yesterday it was probably around 5 feet, and
that's right,
kind of getting around almost summertime levels there. And with that, a lot of the water, like down here at the lower end where I'm at today, has really reacted well. The water's really cleared up, and I think between the warmer weather that we're getting and finally get some of this fresh water out of here, the trout fishing's only going to improve. So I think we got a lot to look forward to. But if I was going this weekend, I think I'd try and scrounge up some kind of natural bait, whether it be fresh cut mullet, shrimp, live or fresh dead, or gulp, and get out. If it's too windy to get out on the outside, try any of the little tidal rivers, the creeks, any little nondescript points and shell points and creek mouths and things like that, and spend a few minutes with some of that bait in there, and you're going to get your string stretched. There's plenty of redfish down there to be caught.
And I love it, because that is so much fun to do. Remind folks, too, if they want to get a trip booked with you for now or great spring and summer fishing, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got all of the trip information in the Contact Us tab. You can just get everything set up straight through the website.
And get back after it, and we'll talk next week, and maybe I'll see you out there red fishing this weekend.
Okay, sounds good. Y'all have a great weekend.
It will do. It is Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go by and get the gear Captain Bobby's using, and a whole bunch of other stuff, a store full of stuff, and make sure to tell Chip I said hi when you go.